This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillah, alhamdulillah, salatu salamu ala rasulillah wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa man wala ubad. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I apologize for starting late. I actually had a flat tire, so I was like, I have to put air and stuff like that, so it was late. But alhamdulillah for everything. Alhamdulillah, I had Omar to help me. Today, I would like to speak to you about a topic that I cover in one of my courses. The course is about the fiqh ruling relating to children. And I don't mean by children, babies, but also young men and women, teenagers, go to school. And I would and in this course, I address several areas. But the area that I would like to share with you tonight is related to celebrations and holidays, especially as the holiday season is about to start, you know, October is starting, and from now all the way until the end of December or January, there's a lot of holidays, a lot of occasions, a lot of, you know, breaks, and this will cover all type of celebrations, all type of holidays. And I will talk about it in a little bit, a more academic approach and also practical. So I want you to understand the fiqh, the Islamic ruling and perspective of the rules as we learn the rules themselves. And I will make my lecture to you tonight in the form of questions and answers. So these are the common questions that I get about celebrations. And I rank them based on how often these questions I receive. And also, I will open the floor for you guys to add your own concerns and questions as well. One of the most common questions that I get, it is about celebrating birthdays. And you don't know how many times every maybe week or month people ask me and people look online and people want to know, is it permissible to have a birthday parties and to give birthday gifts? Okay? Celebrating a birthday of someone, okay, is something new in Islam. Yani, if you look at traditional books of fiqh, an Islamic ruling, they don't talk about that because the whole concept of the whole concept of celebrating a birthday is a new concept. So the contemporary scholars, the modern scholars, have a split. Some of them said it is allowed and permissible, and some of them said it's not permissible for someone to celebrate a birthday. And you might find some of you sounds weird, strange, but you know what? That's actually a very common opinion online. And many of people who make a quick research, that the first thing that they might land on. So let's see, those who say it is permissible and those who say it's not permissible. The one who said it's permissible, they said it is permissible because celebrating birthday is a cultural practice. هو من العادات. And we have a rule in Islam, الأصل في العادات الإباحة. The default rules that anything that has to do with culture, not religion, is permissible. I don't need a proof to tell me that, you know what, it's allowed to wear black and white. It's a cultural thing. I want to wear this type of clothes. I want to wear a shirt. I want to wear long sleeves. I want to wear this type of style of hijab. These are all cultural things. It's not part of the religion. So what to eat, games, you know, I don't need a proof to tell me basketball is halal. The default rules, all these colors, all these games, all these kind of activity, things part of our culture, part of what we do, not as a form of religious practices, the default rules is halal unless you prove otherwise. Unless the Prophet ﷺ says, no, this thing is recommended. Like, for example, it's a culture to grow the beard. But in Islam came and Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, grow your beard. He made an order. So that's not culture anymore. It became a religious duty. It's a culture to cover. In certain culture, they cover. But in Islam came, women must not show their aura. You see? So it became the hijab is not a culture anymore. It became a must. So here we say that these are, those ulama said, it is adat, it's part of the custom or the culture of the people. And it became commonly accepted, commonly practiced between Muslims. So it is not anymore, celebrating birthday, is not anymore something that is distinguished to belong to a certain group. Yani, it's not something that only Christians do, or only Jews do, or only Hindus do. It is cross-cultures, okay? And Muslims celebrate birthday today, as many as the non-Muslims. In the Muslim country, it became so common. So they said, that's basically number one. Those who said, no, it's not allowed, and that's their argument. Those who said it's not allowed, they based their argument or position on three principles. Principle number one, they said that this culture came from the practice of non-Muslims. Muslims through history never knew birthday celebrations. It only became from non-Muslim culture. They brought it, and that's why they put all these candles, make a wish, blah, blah, blah. So they said, in Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, whoever imitates someone, he is like that person. And that's why we're not allowed to imitate those who are non-Muslims and their culture. Okay, so that's why we should not do the celebration of birthday. That's number one. Number two, principle number two. They said, in Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, there is only two Eids in Islam, two celebrations in Islam. Two what? Celebrations in Islam. Which is Eid al-Fitr and Eid al-Adha. What's Eid? What's the word Eid means? Eid, it means something comes back. It comes from the word Aada, which is returned. So Al-Eid is something that you do, and every time you go back to it, every month or every week or every year, okay? Or something, or a place that you have to go back every time you want to do that. So Mecca is a Eid. Why? Arafah is a Eid. Why? Because every time you have to make Hajj, you have to go back to the same place. So that's Al-Eid. It's a place, a makan, or a time. Every time in Ramadan, we do this. Every time on Friday, we do this. Every time in Eid al-Fitr al-Adha, the end of Ramadan, we celebrate. So that's why we call that Eid. So they said, the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, there is only two Eid in Islam. What are they? He said, Eid al-Fitr and Eid al-Adha. And they said, look, why the Prophet ﷺ said this hadith? Fi hadith Anas radiallahu an, that the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam came to Medina. And he found the people of Medina celebrating. The young kids celebrating and playing. He said, what's the celebration for? They said, these are 2 days the people of Medina celebrate. Like happy days, like, you know? Then in Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Allah have replaced you with better, which is Eid al-Fitr and Eid al-Adha, reported by Abi Dawud. So they said, if celebration in general allowed, in Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam wouldn't tell the people of Medina, don't celebrate these day, 2 days, and replace them with Eid al-Fitr and Eid al-Adha, and it's sufficient for you. So they said the same thing for us, should be sufficient only to celebrate Eid al-Fitr and Eid al-Adha. Number three, I was listed also, because if you celebrate too many Eids, Eid al-Adha and Eid al-Fitr became something not special anymore. Number three, they said celebrating birthday always contain haram stuff. Like what? Mixing between men and women, musics, you know, making a wish, you know, and that's like bad luck, good luck. Wasting money and all this, wasting food and all this kind of stuff. Type. They said some people even take loans, put a credit card, debt, just to celebrate birthday and to keep up with birthdays. These are the three principles that they build their argument. Since this is like, I don't want to turn it into a class, but It's a good sometimes to entertain, stimulate your fiqh skills, your ability to understand and analyze the rules, how the scholars look at the rules. What do you guys think? Let's analyze what the second group said. Okay? Second group said, number one, claiming that this is an imitating non-Muslim, we don't agree with you. Why? Yes, it started in non-Muslim country, but it became so common in a Muslim country. It's like somebody telling me today, wearing pants is haram. Why? Pants, jeans, and stuff like that, that started in non-Muslim country. I bet you anything, kurta. So my brothers don't get mad at me. You know, maybe it started in Hindu culture, in Chinese culture, and it became so common among Muslims. I can tell you so many things like that, that it started among non-Muslims and became common among Muslims. So nobody will say, oh, it's haram. That's right, you agree with me? So to claim that this is imitating is not imitating, actually. It is something so common. Number one. Number two, we say that if you saying it's imitating the non-Muslim in things which is not religious, and it's allowed. It's like me taking iPhone. Yeah, and the iPhone, Mr. Tim Apple, if somebody knows what that joke means, you know? Tim or Apple or Steve Jobs is a Muslim? No. It's a company. You know, I can say millions of things that we do every day and we use and we basically imitate them in it, which is halal 100% because it's not a religious thing. What's not allowed is to imitate them in two areas. One, in religious area. Not allowed to call for salah using the bell like the church do. Not allowed. Not allowed to, for example, for the imam, let's make our shuyukh distinguish. What do you suggest? I suggest we give you a white collar like the priests in Catholic. That's not allowed. You see? So anything like that. Also, not allowed to imitate non-Muslim in something non-religious if it is only known to them. I can give you another example about religious things like the hammock for the Jews, the little hat that they put. That's very distinguished. The nun, the way they dress, not allowed for a Muslim to wear that. Hindu priests, you know, you got like the ashes or the, you know, the dot, the red dot. These are religious things, clear, not allowed to do. What about non-religious things? They said if it is very only them doing it, or only them and the fusaq of the Muslims do that. The bad doer, wrongdoers Muslims. Like for example, if there is let's assume there is a certain type of clothes. Yeah. Let's say it's a Lady Gaga dress. Yeah, that's her dress. Hairstyle. So I don't know anything about that. I'm making this up. Okay, just for the record. Okay? Yeah, I'm making this like this. It's only something that, you know what? That's this non-Muslim woman. Guy, that's her. And a Muslim aware that would be haram for her. Or a Muslim. You know what? This is the only one person in the world, you know? Only, and you make a spike here. Let's say my Omar, which is never going to happen because his hairstyle is not the same. Let's my son would say, I'm going to have a spike here, Baba. Is it allowed? Like in the middle, like punk, like, you know? Can't do that. Or Omar, you know? I mean, well, not allowed. Why? Because that's only known to be practiced by a Muslim or a Muslim who is doing it to imitate them. Are you following? Okay? So when it became, certain things, certain clothes, certain styles, it became in the beginning not allowed, and after it became so commonly practiced, it became allowed. Between Muslims. Okay. It can be some countries different than others, some culture, but I'm talking about us here in the West. So we say birthday is not this case. Birthday is a very common practice by good Muslim around the world. They said, what about the Prophet ﷺ said, no to Eid. In Nabi ﷺ was talking about religious Eid. You might say, how did you know Sheikh Waleed is religious Eid? Because the argument, didn't the Prophet ﷺ tell the people of Medina, don't celebrate these two days? Maybe these 2 days in Medina were not religious, yet the Nabi ﷺ said no. That's a possibility. But also there is another possibility that the people of Medina celebrate these 2 days as a form of their rituals and ibadat that they used to do before Islam. When we have a rule, الدليل إذا تدرق إليه الاحتمال بطل به الاستدلال. When we have an ambiguous dalil, a proof, evidence, not clear, you can't take it as a solid evidence. So that, to tell me that, yes, there is possibility that these 2 days in Medina were just a culture thing, and also there is a possibility they were religious things. So you cannot use it this way or that way. Also, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, when he said two Eids, in Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has another meaning, which is no Eid in a general sense. Yani celebrated in a general manners. Yani when Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said only two Eid in Islam, Eid al-Fitr, Eid al-Adha. Question, isn't Friday a Eid? Yes. Isn't Arafah a Eid? Yes. طيب, now we have four. Shukran, Jazakallah. Now we have four Eids. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said two Eids. Now I just mentioned to you four Eids. Isn't Ramadan a Eid? Yes. So that means we have to re-understand, we have to rethink what it means to celebrate when Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said two Eids. So some of the scholars said he meant by two Eid, يعني two Eid that celebrated in a general sense by the Ummah at large, by the Muslim Ummah at large. And that's true because Arafah is not celebrated by everybody. Jumu'ah, every community by themselves. But Eid al-Adha, Eid al-Fitr, something all of us come together around. And he said birthday is not something general. It's a very personal. So it does not even, is not related to the hadith when he said two Eids. Because he talked about Eids is celebrated in a large scales by the Ummah as a whole. Is that clear? So that's how they basically answer this. Another point they meant, it was mentioned, they said because it contained haram stuff. And I'll teach you something important in fiqh, which is the common sense. This haram stuff that they talk about happened in celebrating birthday. Are they integral of the celebrating of the birthday? Or they can be separated from each other? And can we have birthday without all this haram stuff, without music, without, you know, mixing between men and women and dancing, without the kissing, without them making a wish? Can we make the birthday without that? Yes, and most Muslims who do this, they don't do that actually. A lot of Muslims do that without this. Okay? So we say, always this is the rules. If there is two things, we can split them from each other. إذا كانت الجهة منفكة فالأحكام منفكة. If we can split this to two sides, this is has the rules, this has the rules. So we say, the mixing, the music, the wish is not allowed. But this has nothing to do with that celebrating in itself. Is that clear? So we say, if you're going to do a birthday, free from all these things. But if you cannot do the celebrate without this, in this case, became part of it, so it became haram. It make it haram, which is not the case here. طيب شيخ يعني, it looks like you lean towards it's halal. I say it is allowed with the following guidelines. Not I don't give a freak of the check. I think celebrating birthdays is allowed with the following guidelines. Number one, you're not allowed to celebrate it in the same manners the way we celebrate Eid al-Adha and Eid al-Fitr, not only in a general sense, no, but also in a religious thing. There is people religiously have to have a birthday. And if you don't celebrate the birthday in the same exact day, as if يعني this is إنا لإحدى الكبر نذيرا للبشر يعني أمبلي يعني this has became like a major sin. No, yeah. That's why sometimes 1 year I purposely make a show where there's no birthday. And 1 year it is. يعني, so you don't feel like it is must and have to. Because we can say, you know what, 2024, no Eid al-Fitr. Can we do that? Because I understand that those who said a general sense and more private manners, that's one area. But also another i'tibar, another area, that al-Eid is something must happen. No matter what happened, we have to have Eid al-Fitr. Even when COVID hit, we had Eid al-Fitr and Eid al-Adha. That's right? Don't treat your own in Eid and your own celebrations in the same manner we treated the Eid of al-Fitr and Eid al-Adha. That's part of what I understand from the Prophet ﷺ said, two Eids for us, Ahlul Islam. يعني two Eid have that level, untouchable, unchangeable, must be exist. And you cannot treat any occasion like the way we treat Eid al-Fitr and Eid al-Adha, or religious Eids in Islam. Another guidelines I have for that is in relation to the same concept. To get out of this problem, one of the things that I recommend for you, you don't have to be in the same exact day. And sometimes you might celebrate the Eid, the birthday, a day before and day after, some years, it doesn't matter. For me, sometimes I do the kids, hey, what if we do Hijri calendar? I get you guys older a little bit faster. But sometimes they get greedy. They want to do it in Hijri and Gregorian calendar, so they double the gifts. But it doesn't work. So, you know, sometimes you might change a little bit so they don't feel it is the exact same day every time. And I recommend that, but I'm not saying it is must. Also, there is another guidelines for me very important. Don't teach your kids that birthday is more important than Eid. And a lot of Muslim kids, birthday for them is more important, more fun than Eid al-Adha and Eid al-Fitr. I make this as a point. I never give my kids the big gifts in their birthday. Their big gifts in Eid al-Adha and Eid al-Fitr. So they're always looking forward for Eid al-Fitr and Eid al-Adha. Like sometimes kids said, I'm going to have this for my birthday. No, you're going to have it in your Eid al-Fitr. Because the Sharia want that status of Eid al-Fitr and Eid al-Adha in a very high level. And we have to keep it that way. We don't want anything to take away from this that special occasion, Eid al-Fitr and Eid al-Adha. That's why something so important, even for yourself, even your own birthday, make sure that you all of the celebration of Eid al-Fitr and Eid al-Adha is much, much higher, much bigger, more rewarding than any other ones. Another guidelines, please, I don't think you should do the issue of imitation. We can reduce that, but you don't need to do the exact same way they do it. You have to put the exact same number of, you know, candles and blow the candles and all this kind of stuff. You don't have to do that every time. Just, you know, birthday, and there's a number of the number of years, whatever. Sometimes you do it, sometimes you say you don't be very strict about it. It will be a better thing. There is also another thing I want to cite, is, which is something I don't know how you guys feel about that. I think it's important for birthdays, for us as a community, to take a break a little bit. Sheikh, it's a budget. It's not about your own kids. It's about the kids in the schools, the kids and neighbors or relatives. You know, how many cousins' birthday? How many kids in the school of birthday you're invited? Every time you're invited to a birthday, we have to bring what? A gift. It became a budget. And I'm serious, this has become, and many parents have told me, that it became a burden sometimes. Imagine if you have five kids, you know, their birthday, mashallah, يعني, they come in different months. So if there is a budget for every month, then not only that, their cousins, not only that, their friends, and their friends in schools, and it became, you know what, they came and they gave me a gift, I have to give them a gift, and it became something that of burden. So one thing I want to say, that let's do some practices or some way where we can make it easy. I know nobody asked for a gift, but don't expect when you invite someone that they will feel like I come empty-handed. Most of the people, unless you say no gifts, or no gifts more than $20, or $10, whatever it is. Yani, let's help each other a little bit about that, and we don't to make it to feel like it has become an obligation or gifts, and because I can tell you that it became a little bit of burden for people. Like, another issue, before I move, I know it took so much time, but another issue I want to talk to you about. What about if I have non-Muslim family or friends or neighbors who are celebrating birthday? Am I allowed to give them gifts in their celebrations of birthdays? See, this is much easier than the first one. Why? Because both groups, those who don't believe in celebrating birthdays, and those who believe it is allowed to, those who believe it's allowed to celebrate birthday, will tell you what, it's allowed to give a gift to each other or to non-Muslims. But those who said not allowed to celebrate birthday, also fiqh, from fiqh perspective, they should not have a problem with you giving gift to your cousins who are not Muslims, or in-laws who are non-Muslims, you know, or your friend who is not Muslim on their birthday. Why? Because our Islamic rules don't apply to them. And what they're doing in itself inherently is not shirk or kufr. It's part of their culture, so it's allowed for you to give them a gift. Give them a gift. And it's actually something could be a good manners and something make you more acceptable from, you make you are a person that they love and they respect and they listen to, and they might be even open for a conversation about Islam. Okay? طيب. Sheikh, am I allowed to let my kids go to a non-Muslim's birthday parties? If you're going to do that, you have to watch out. You have to educate your kid. It depends. Like if you have a son who's 15, 16, okay? Or 10, it's a different age. 18, 19, 20, 20 is not going to ask you, or 19. But let's say 17, you know, 16, going to go to a birthday. You make sure that you educate them. For example, about drinking, about, you know, the issue of mixing and like issue of, you know, if there is like party, it contain haram stuff. Food which is not allowed for you to eat, and all these things you have to educate your children about. But what if there is a drinking there? If there is a drinking there and they are not relative to you, you're not allowed to go, period. But what if this is my cousin? What if this is my, you know, my first cousin or my uncle? And there is a drinking, they drink wine, the family, you know? What if this is my brother's birthday? What I do? I say you go and you limit your participation. Number one, you're not allowed to serve alcohol. Number two, you're not obviously to consume it or to help in providing it or to sit on a table on it. Unless it is a big table, let's say they have a dinner or something like that. And this is like an immediate family, a father, a mother, a brother, a sister. And you think there is a maslaha, there is a benefit for your existence there that it might open the door for them in the future, hopefully that they see you as someone that they can trust, they can talk, they can consider even Islam, consider what you believe in the future. But if you think, you know what, my existence, not existence, I can come on another day, in this case, don't go. There's no benefit of me going at all, no maslaha, don't go. Because that's something haram to be witnessed. وَالَّذِينَ لَا يَشْهَدُوا الزُّورِ They will not witness الزُّور, which is the haram. Okay, so I differentiate between these two. That's why if your friends invite you, but they drink. What should I do? If you're going to be with your friend in the backyard playing in the room and you're not going to be mixing with them, sitting with the people who are drinking, let's go back to the other, the muscle has the benefit and it's safe. Yes, it is allowed. I'm talking about an interactive, like you, your own brother, your own mom, your own birthday, and they have wine and stuff like that. This is where I basically say you can participate, but you don't serve the alcohol. You don't participate in buying it or gifting it to them. And also at the same time, you can, you know, just avoid being like in the same, if they are drinking or something like that, you can wait until they finish. Then after that, you can have a conversation with them. Like, is it allowed for us to wrap the gifts, put them out for display, and exchange them on Eid, just like people do in Christmas? Wrapping the gifts is part of the culture, so I don't see any problem with it. But the only problem with it, as a concept, the only problem I see with it is wasting money. Some of these wrapping gifts can be very expensive. You know, some of that wrapping gift can be $6, $7, $8. And it only takes, with my kids, 1 second, 2.5 seconds. Done. And it's trash. So at least if you're going to use this, don't waste your money. We are Muslim, have more value. We value. It's not about being stingy, but value it. And if you're going to use it, make sure to recycle it also. So it's at least there is a benefit of it. Okay? So that's something that I will consider. Yes, there is a benefit of wrapping. It make it more excited, more happy, you know, more respectful to people. But you're not allowed to do it in a manner which is like the non-Muslim, like Christian. Like what? You put one with Christmas decorations. Not allowed. Even if it's on sale, ya Habibi, after Christmas. You're not allowed to buy it. Cheap. I'm going to go Santa Claus and all this kind of stuff. You know, you're not all like Halloween stuff. You're not allowed to do that. Okay? Don't buy it. That's one. Two, I was seeing some pictures when I was teaching. Some people show me, Muslims, they bring all the gifts and they bring a palm tree and they put it underneath the palm tree or a Christmas tree. Yani, they Islamize it. They put a palm tree. You know, that's not allowed. That also not allowed. That's clear imitation of thing that only, because they believe somebody going to come bless it or something like that. That's not allowed to do that. Keep going. Is it permissible to decorate the house with lights and others decor for Eid? Or when you have a happy celebration? Yes, unless, as long as this not wasting time and wasting money. Yani, there is overdoing it and wasting a lot of money for it. But showing the happiness of Eid and putting lights and especially like, you know, LED, very cheap, like when it comes to electricity, it is something that showing happiness for Eid is something that is recommended in Islam. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, let them celebrate, let them have used the duf, which is some instrument, making noise. He said, why? So the people around us know that in our religion, there is also celebration. Inna fi dinina fusha. So it is meant to show happiness, to show celebration, to show joy. That's something that Islam want us to show it to others. So I will never forget, a brother lives on the other side of town, in Sinat area, you know, in Sugarland area, actually. In his neighborhood, every Eid, people know Eid. How? He bring moonwalk in front of his house, you know, and his wife makes very good, you know, barbecue, and she makes a lot of good cookies. So what she does, she put a very big this moonwalk outside and invite all the kids in the neighborhood to come. And she makes cookies, she makes hot dogs, burgers, free. Man, the whole entire neighborhood celebrate Eid with her, you know? And decorations and bring clown and shows and the in front yard. She's really spent so much time and effort for it. Everybody loves it. And I think what she really doing, what we've been asked to show as Muslim. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said to the Sahaba, show the non-Muslim who live in Medina that we celebrate Eid. Eid is fun. So this is something that we can learn from and think about, you know, to show that celebration. When you give gifts in Eid or in happy occasion to your children, what's the ruling on giving different gifts to children based on their age? More expensive, valuable for older children, for example. What if I want to give money? Do I have to give all of them the same? Not sure if my daughter Summer here, you know, she said, yes, Mama, absolutely. You know, based on their age, like, do I need to give like $100 for someone in high school? I should do the same to elementary school. What do you think, Abdurrahman? When you get a gift, like if your dad give you $50, he should give you, you have younger or older? Both. They should all the same, or you think? Like your little one, your little sibling, should be getting the same amount of money you get? No, you should get more. Agree. Okay. Some of the ulama, like al-Bukhari rahimahullah, and Tawus, and Ahmed in one narration, and Imam al-Thawri, and a great scholar by Sufyan al-Thawri, and great scholar called Tawus, and Ishaq ibn Rahawi, and some Malikiya said, when you give a gift, you must give equally to your kids. Some of them said, you must give equally that it is given. And if you don't give it equally, okay, if you don't give it equally, that gift is invalid. You should go back and make them equal. Abu Yusuf, which is the student of Abu Hanifa, said, you must give it equal only, yani, in the case if you don't give equally for the purpose of punishment. Yani, and I'm not happy with my son Yusuf. So I want to punish him this Eid. So I give my other son 100 and I give him 50. This is because you're not doing good. Because you're not been behaving good. You cannot do that. SubhanAllah, the fuqaha, Abu Yusuf, when he said that, because you know what? The Eid, which is supposed to be a source of happiness, now became a source of what? Pain and anger. And you don't want us to say that with Eid. And also, in general, he said, you're not allowed to do that. You're not allowed, بِقَصْدِ الْإِضْرَارِ. You want to harm them. But if not, this is the intention, you're allowed to give different gifts based on the age. And I agree with that. You cannot tell me that someone who's like 2 months old get the same amount of money that somebody who is 10 years or 15 years or 18, 17, 16. It's gonna make no, yeah, it's not correct. Doesn't go with the principle, with the usul. The vast majority of the Muslims jurists, the majumhur, said give the kids equal amount of money is only recommended, is not must. Only recommended. What's the proof that the people use to say it's must, and what's the proof that said it's recommended? The same proof. The same hadith, both used to establish their position. What's the hadith? في البخاري ومسلم النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم, one of the Sahaba, his name Bashir, came and he said, Ya Rasulullah, I have given a gift to one of my children. He said, did you give them all the same? He said, no. The Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, go back. إني لا أشهد على جور. I will not witness over injustice. This is injustice. This is not just, not fair, what you did. Get out. Okay? So they said, since the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam refused to, and he said, this unjust, and this, and we know unfair is haram. Act. To do something unjustly or not just or not fair is not allowed. So that's the proof. Those who said, you must make it equal. But those who said, you not have to make it equal, they said the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, when he said, I will not witness this, he said in the other narif, takmirat al firiwaya, he said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, قَالَ أَشْهِدْ عَلَيْهَا غَيْرِي. He said, I'm not going to witness that. See someone else to witness it. So since the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, see someone else to witness it, but I'm not going to witness it, it's allowed. But I'm not going to be part of that because that's not the best way. If it's haram, he will say, don't do it. No else should witness it at all. Do you see where the debate is? Based on how you basically, this narration, they said in Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he meant to reprimand him, to just, he didn't mean to say it's haram. طيب. If we say equal, what do we mean by equal? Boys and girls, the same thing? Some ulama said, no, it is the same way mirath. So the boy is double and the girl is one. Then you want to two. But this opinion, okay, mentioned by Muhammad ibn Hassan al-Shaybani and Ashab, one narration of Ahmad. But in my opinion, this opinion is weak. And the other opinion, which is majority of Kathir min al-Fuqaha, rahimahullah, said no, boys and girls are the same. I'm not just saying that for the sake of being like a cool sheikh or like, no. Because in Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, بين أولادكم في العطية. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, make the gift your children equal. And he said, children. He did not say boys, girls, all children. And Bashir, when he said, have many kids? He said, 10. He said, did you give them all the same? He said, no. He did not differentiate between men and women, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, or boys and girls. So they shouldn't be giving all the same. طيب. Sometimes you give gifts that it is suitable to the time. Like for example, if now me and my son were talking on the way here about cars, what if my son tomorrow, I hope he doesn't get this idea in his head, he comes to me and said, Baba, I need a car. You know, one of the things that I try my best to delay, that my kids have, this is my advice to you, don't let them get driver license. Because driver license is not a license to drive. It's a license for car. That's what it is. The moment they get a license, the girls get a license, means I want what? A car. What are driver license for what? For a car. It's not to license to drive this. So be careful. Anyway, so he said, come to you, and he said, you know, Baba, I want a car. Like, what about my daughter, Serene? Do I need to get her a car now? She doesn't drive. I hope so. She's 13. She doesn't drive. What do I do? How can I make it equal? When your daughter became in his age and became eligible to drive and she asked you and you have the ability, you should also make sure you get her a car. You be fair with all of them. You follow the concept? That's what it means to be fair with your children. And Imam Ahmad rahimahullah have mentioned that specifically. And كل من يناسب, based on your type, يا أخي, one of my kids love cheesecake. And one of my kids allergic to cheese. No. Cheesecake with Benadryl.
You know,
you have to eat it because it's fair. No, you don't have to. You know, it's not like the same. Everybody has a different interest. So based on the interest. Question. How can I explain to my... Yes, did I answer your question? Yeah. How can I explain to my kids the concept of Christmas? And how they should deal with it in school and with friends. Number one, I want to make sure that we understand Christmas, no matter what people, in my opinion, at least until today, is still a very significantly seen as a religious celebration. It's not a culture. Yes, there is part of it culture, but it is still a religious celebration. So we don't celebrate it as Muslims. And it's such a shame when you see Muslims putting a tree and, you know, celebrating Christmas and stuff like that. That's no doubt it is haram. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَا أَنَا مِنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ. I'm not from the mushrikeen. I don't do what they do. I don't practice like them. I don't worship Allah like them. I don't do my religion the way they do religion. The Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, you are doing a man hadda tajidu qawma yu'minu billahi wa you are doing a man hadda Allah wa rasulah. You cannot ever show that love and support to anything that's kufr, like the concept Jesus Son of God or Buddha is God or anything of that nature. What I do, what you shouldn't, and I'm saying this because there's young people in this gathering, and also, this apply, by the way, to Halloween, apply also to any religious Easter, any religious, but Christmas is very distinguished, very different. One thing we need to learn, and we need to teach our children, and I want young Muslims to hear me out, all young brothers and sisters, hear me out. Be proud of لَكُمْ دِينُكُمْ وَلِيَ دِينُ. You have to understand and to memorize this. You have your religion and I have my religion. It is you and me. I'm not you versus me. No, it's not you only and it's not me only. You have your religion and I have my religion. You celebrate it, you do it. This is part of your practice, this is part of your culture. This part of your deen, it's not part of mine. And I have to stand firm into this. I can't lose my deen over this. I can't just, you know, become a blurry line. There are certain things where line is drawn. And one of it is tawheed. I can't accept the concept that, you know what, I celebrate in any form or any shape or close to that the concept of Jesus, Son of God. No, but you know what? I respect your religion. I respect your celebration. I respect this for you. But this is not something I celebrate. It is important at this point, especially with young children, please talk to them about the concept of Tawheed. Why Trinity is not a why Trinity is wrong from our perspective as Muslims? Excellent time to speak about the concept of Tawheed and Trinity. Hear it from me. Take it from your brother. Parents, don't take Tawheed for granted. Don't think your children like you. Many parents have risen and grow up in a different time where their iman, their foundation of iman is unshakable. No matter how much they fall, no matter how much they sin, there is safety net. The young generations do not have a safety net. No matter how religious they are now, no matter how religious you are or the parents are, there is no such thing called safety net in most of the cases. It's a free fall. If they fall, they free fall. So make sure you insert, you taught from early age about the Tawheed, about Allah, that Allah is not a human being. Allah has no son. Allah has no partner. I don't need to hear that. I don't need to be reminded of that. That's so part of who I am. It's part of my DNA. But that's not the case with my kids. I know that. The kids will say, why God cannot have a son? Don't get too angry. Explain to him why. Why do we don't believe in Trinity? Why we don't believe that Christianity today have changed? That's an excellent opportunity for you. Also, please let's teach our kids to respect other people and to respect what they have. لَكُمْ دِينُكُمْ and I have my religion. And that's it. And that space kept when it comes to the religion. Because sometimes, especially in circles, we became more mocking, using language was not respectful about others. That's not correct. And we should not teach them that, to be disrespectful to others. In Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, when he hear from people, not Christian or Jews, people pagans, he treated them with respect, he listened to them, he talked to them. قَالَ أَفَرَغْتَ يَا أَبَا الْوَلِيدِ You finish from what you want to say, can you hear me out? And he explained to him what he believes in. طيب. Also, make sure that our kids don't turn, not your, your kid not supposed to be Ahmed Didat at school. Or Zakir Naik at school, debating everybody. You don't go to school to debate everyone, and I became a debater. Make sure he knows how to carry a conversation. But I'm not looking for to debate people and stuff like that. And I tell you, many kids, I ask my kids this a lot, especially the older kids. They tell me, Baba, you know, the moment we start interacting and they see how, you know, we practice and what we do, they start curious. Okay, what about this? What about that? They ask you and you explain to them. You know, you need to know how to explain to them. But if you never taught your kids this tawheed, they're not going to be able to explain what tawheed is. And subhanAllah, this creates curiosity from them to learn. Even sometimes they copy what you say, inshallah, mashallah, you know. My son Yusuf, give you guys salam, he was asking me about Friday Night Lights. You know, he moved for a short period of time to Spain. So he was telling me, you know, the school that he's in, or the board he's in, he said, most of the kids now say, oh, this is haram. Why? Because there's like 4 or 5 Muslims in the group. It's a big, like, it's a soccer academy. So most of the kids there, they keep saying, you know, they're not some, the majority, but there's 4 or 5 Muslims there. So they're learning, oh, that's haram. We don't do that. That's halal, you know? So he said, he even became funny, like when they want, they play FIFA and, you know, somebody do like something like foul someone, he said, that's haram. No, they became like involved. The culture Muslims wrap them quickly. So what I'm trying to say here, you know, so many sisters, they didn't even start the conversation. It just, people approach, why are you wearing hijab? Oh, what's Islam? What's this? And a lot of people became curious and want, many people, with my kids, will come to the masjid just to pray, to see how Muslims pray. So make sure that you basically, Adam, come how many times, Umar, come and tell them, the brothers here, telling me so many times about how just friends and people and colleagues became interested in Islam because the way you behave. But when they see you, distinguish. But if you became, I'm me and you the same thing, I'm not curious to know what you have. If I do everything you do, what's the point? There is no difference between me and you. But it would get people curiosity when they know that you have principles and breaks, and now I don't do that. I'm Muslim. Also, I want to say, celebrating Christmas, that doesn't mean that you don't wish, for example, many times when people, especially have some people relevant or related to me, no Muslims, they celebrate Christmas. What you can do, you know what, or neighbors, I really wish you a very happy time with your family. A phrase like this, there is nothing wrong with it at all. Because what you are, most of people in America today, when they Christmas for them, it's a good time for family to come together. It's not about the religious concept. So you specifically mentioned this, and that's what you mean by saying, I wish a very good time with your family, you know, have a happy holiday with your family, you know, I wish you to. Kind of any words in that concept, it is allowed. It is allowed. I'm not comfortable with using the word Merry Christmas. I'm not comfortable with using these terms for Muslims because it has a religious connotation to it. You know, so I think you should replace it, and we have an Amja fatwa religion, so you can say happy holiday, happy this. Somebody tell you, hey, Merry Christmas. You don't need to give him a lecture. By the way, I don't celebrate Christmas. I don't believe in Habibi, it's a drive through in Starbucks. Okay, it's just a cashier and, you know, Marshall, there's a long line. You know, I don't need the lecture about that. You know, to turn it to me in debate, like, yeah, just move on. But you know, somebody tell you that, say thank you. You don't need to be also rude. Said, I don't celebrate Christmas. He didn't ask you to celebrate. He's celebrating Christmas. No problem, thank you. And there is a time for you. Oh, do you guys celebrate Christmas? No, I don't. Okay? Because some people feel that there is a religious duty that I have to tell someone, tell me Merry Christmas. I have to tell them, I don't celebrate Christmas. Thank you for you being nice. You're just staying as a compliment. He's not trying to convert you to Christianity. So don't take it too much, too far than what it is really is. Does that make sense? Okay. Also, what if you give me a gift? Any religious gifts are not allowed. Somebody give you a Christmas or a cross or not allowed. To accept, you say kindly, you're a Canada. But what if it's not religious? Somebody give you a gift in Christmas. I do believe you are allowed to receive it. Because receiving it, it does not mean to me that you actively participating in the celebration of it. Like your mother-in-law, father-in-law, somebody give you a gift. Thank you. You know, they know they don't celebrate, but it's a gift for them. It's a happy occasion for them. That's why they give it to you. And there is no religious significance in the gift in itself, in its nature. So what about me giving them a gift? If you give them a gift during Christmas, that's participating in celebrating Christmas. And I don't believe it's allowed. But what you can do, you can give it before or after, you know, around the holiday. You know, hey, the holidays come, end of the year, Happy New Year, I want to give you a gift. You know, and you know what? I tell my, you know, some of my in-laws, you know, you guys give us a gift at Christmas, we give you twice, Eid al-Fitr, Eid al-Adha. So we're more generous, I mean, we give you two times. Make sure you give them gifts in Eid. So they know also. And you might be lucky and they start giving you gifts in your Eid too. So you get three gifts. So I hope that explains it. What about work? I know this other children. Work, if they give you in the work gifts and stuff like that, it's the same thing. You can accept it as long as not a religious or haram gift and it's somebody give you Jack Daniel, like whiskey for Christmas. No, you can't take that. So what if they give it to me, Sheikh? What I do with it? And the drain, put it out. Sheikh, can I carry it to my house to drain it? Yes, you can. Was not allowed to carry it to drink it or to serve it to someone, but to take it to destroy it or to basically get rid of it, it's allowed. Can I give it to non-Muslim as a gift? Somebody give me a wine. Can I give it to non-Muslim as a gift? The majority of the fuqaha said it's not allowed. The vast majority of the fuqaha. Abu Hanifa rahimahullah and others said it's allowed, but I don't lean toward that opinion at all. Make sure that you teach your kids it's okay to be different, okay to be different. It's been 2 minutes and we start. Just any other non-religious holidays, the default rules in general, it is allowed. Martin Luther King, Mother Day, Father Day, New Year, okay? It is allowed. All these, you know, as a form of recognizing to them. Halloween still is a religious holiday. Please, I was talking to someone earlier about the Halloween. Am I allowed to go gather like candy and stuff like that? I do believe it's not allowed. Because it is a religious holiday. Even if people today don't do it, but still have a religious connection. And the religious connection to it is to a pagan belief, to those who worship. And it still exists today. It's not something I'm making it up. Actually, when I teach a course about demons and angels, I talk about a little bit about what's called demons and how people, until today, they're very active actually in worshiping devils and calling for the demons and stuff like that. This concept still exists. And I don't believe that it is allowed for a Muslim to put a costume and go outside the street or collect, you know, or without even costume to go collect candies. This is even if we don't say it's a religious, it's a culture that is only exists among non-Muslims. Okay, that's number one. Number two. In Halloween as well, the concept, some, what about like on Halloween, just the scary things and... I saw once a post that really caught my attention. A post of a kid's wearing like, you know, the Halloween costume with like, you know, how it's all about blood and like knife and stuff like that and killing, many of them scary stuff. And somebody said, if this how Eid al-Fitr looks like, what would you think the Western media will say about Muslims? You would think they're going to talk about us. Terrorist, extremist, bloodthirsty. You know, all the thing. If you get 10% of what we do in Halloween, That, what you got to look at. It's a very interesting comment, actually. I never thought about it before. Also, I want to say, in Halloween, we don't want to teach our kids wrong information about demons, about jinn. In Halloween, this also concept of witches and magic, and as if it's a cool thing, we don't want to teach our kids wrong also impression about what magic really is. Magic is kufr, is in Islam. Shirk. Not a cool thing. Also, we don't want to teach your kids to go in the street and ask people for things. And also, ya akhi, let's teach our kids that you have yours, we have ours. It's not about the candy. It's about what's more than the candy, which is the concept. The final point and one of the most important points of tonight's talk. And I want you to hear me out with full attention. Brothers and sisters, old and young, when it comes to the issue of celebrating Halloween, Christmas, and all this kind of things, for many of the young people who ask this question, they talk about it. It is something, it's not about information. It's not about you telling your kid, it's haram, it's not allowed, it is Eid al-Mushrikeen, it is tashabbuh. All this, do not process. For them, all what they hear is one thing. You guys don't like fun. For them, that's the only thing come to their head. You guys don't like fun. You guys don't like good time. You guys kill any opportunity for good break. That's how it processes in the mind of many of the young people and kids. So if you understand that, you need to strategize how you're going to approach it. Because that idea in their head is not going to go away by telling him, that's tashabbuh bil kuffar, that's imitating the kuffar. That's, religious, this a satanic worshiper. I don't see a satanic worshiper, I'm just there for fun. So what you need to do, we need to do as a community, as family, we create opportunity and a space for fun, a space for having a good time in that day, without being involved in the haram. That's why I'm surprised that some of our community members get so angry when Sheikh Kamal or we put together a good, click and treat. We put that, not because we're trying to, no, because we want to answer this question. When the kids say, why we don't have fun? No, we can have fun without all the haram stuff. That's why sometimes even it gets out of hand, became a little bit, rough and sometimes strict with people, like the way we turn away people coming with costume, nothing like that. So no imitating. You can have fun without the whole entire package. Okay, if you're going to meet with your friend and you have just a nice cup, no going outside seeking the rich candy, I can get you the candy that you want. I'm not going to be going asking for candy. How about we go shopping after for candy after Halloween? That's like a smart thing to do because they're all on sale. Is that candy? We click. same thinking. Okay? So anyway, so basically what you need to look at is to make sure that you think about it this way, how I'm going to talk to them about it. It's not enough just to deliver an information. Thank you very much. There is still many things I have in my points related to other celebrations and stuff like that. But hopefully, inshallah, whenever the course go, come to Houston or go online, whatever, you guys take.